Simen Shin Samach Aleph Sif Beis. The Mechaber discusses a chotzer that's adjacent to the Rishis, and either the whole front of the chotzer gets knocked down, so it has a pirtza b'milua, only has three walls. The fourth side, the wall gets knocked down. Even if there's a partial wall, but the wall between the chotzer and Rishis, there's a pirtza more than tanamis. When there's a pirtza more than tanamis, it's also you cannot carry within the chotzer, whether it's missing the fourth wall, or there's a pirtza more than tanamis, you cannot carry within this whole chotzer now. But there are bun that gets into the karmelis. The Shulchan Aruch says the Mokam Machitza, the place where the Machitza would have been, the Machitza that got knocked down, so to speak, has din of Tzidei Rishis Rabim, which is also Karmelis, just like the Chotzer itself. The Shulchan Aruch explains Tzidei Rishis Rabim is that on the sides of Rishis Rabim, they would put like rocks or pegs at the wagon that shouldn't go all the way up to the walls of Rishis Rabim. So the small area between these rocks, between these pegs, that people would go, and that area had a din of a Karmelis. It was in between. It wasn't Mamash Rishis Rabim, it wasn't Rishis Yochid. And you cannot carry from the Tzidei Rishis Rabim to Rishis Rabim had din of a Karmelis, the Rabbanan din of a Karmelis. And Mishmur explains, here the Mechaber is teaching us that even though over here people would naturally go in from the Rishis Rabim into the Chatzar also, because there's no wall there, or there's a wall with a Pirtza more in Tanamis, still has din of a Karmelis, it's in between din. And if you cannot carry from there into the Rishis Rabim, because you can't carry the Rabbanan Karmelis, Rishis Rabim, the Karmelis. Therefore, if there's a Karmelis next to the Chatzar, you could carry from one place to the other, because it's all Karmelis and Karmelis. Our Rishis Rabim, which like we had in Shimon Heis of Zion, that it's a shiloh of the Rishis Rabim deraisa, because there's no 600,000 people that go there, but they are 60 amos wide, and maybe uses a thoroughfare. It's in between, so Mishnah Berurah says, there is a machmer, not to carry it from there into the Mokum Lepirtza, which is understandable, because that place, Kalim deraisa, is then Rishis Yochid, so take a chance of a shiloh of deraisa, that we have to machmer. Now, the Mechaber says, if the Pirtza is not in the middle of a wall, but rather it's by a Karen Zavis, rather it's by a corner. So then even if it's less than 10 Amos, it's already considered the Pirtza, and it already makes the cannot carry in the Chatzar or in the Mokum of the Pirtza. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains that usually a Pirtza that's less than more than 10 Amos, it's not considered the Pirtza. As long as you have Omer Baal Par, as long as there's more wall than Pirtza, we have 11 Amos of wall, 10 Amos of Pirtza, you're fine. Once more than 10 Amos of Pirtza, that already is considered like you broke down the wall, it's no good. But if you have 10 Amos or less of Pirtza, and you have more than that of wall, it's good. By a corner, you don't say that. That means the Pirtza is Eichomish Deruchas. It chips off a little bit from two different sides of the walls of the Chatzar, from two different sides. Then cannot be viewed as a Pesach, as an entrance way of the Chatzar, because Pesach of a Karen Zav is not of the inchi. People don't tend to make a Pesach in the corner. And therefore, if the Pirtza is an Amor or more, or some say if it's possibly starting at three or four Tvachim or more, at that point you're ready. Makes the whole chutzah into a karmelis, you cannot carry in the chutzah or in the makam of the pirtza. Some puts an actual tzuris of pesach, like two sticks and a string across by the karen zavis, that does make it into a pesach and not a pirtza. But if we're just relying on the fact that Amru Baal Parts and the Pirtza is Tanamas less by a Karen Zavis, where it's Eichem Shteiruchas, even a small, very small shear, small Pirtza is already enough to make it a Pirtza and not a Pesach, whether an Amor more, according to Pima Gadim, or the Rajma of Ezekutich, like I mentioned, those starting at 3 or 4 Tvachim, or something like that. Mechaber says something of a house, a bayis, there's a Pirtza by the corner, it's Eichem Shteiruchas, even if it's less Tanamas, consider the Pirtza, you can't carry in the house. There's a way that we could say, though, Pitikri Yarvisayism sometimes, that if the ceiling extends out properly, it just the wall is knocked down. You can imagine as if by the edge of the ceiling it goes down and does close up and become a wall. Even the Pirtza is more than 10 Amos, and that is as long as the ceiling is flat on the bottom. It's not an angle, it's not diagonal, but it's flat on the bottom. So then you could say Pitikra. Now, the Shalom Rishonim, if Pitikra could only be sound on one side or even on two sides, the Mechaber is a little bit vague about this, but the Ramah says that as long as the bottom of the ceiling is flat and it's four tefachim wide, if four tefachim of ceiling, you could say Pitikra Yervisayisim even on two sides, as long as it's two adjacent sides, like a Karen Zavis type of setup, a corner. However, if you have two sides, two walls facing each other, they have a Pirtz over there, say Pitikra and two sides are facing each other, that you cannot say. The Bir Lachal says that there's many Shittas Rishonim, there are those who hold the act, they can only say Pitikra on the fourth side. If you have three good sides, but they're most clearly passing not like that, you're saying you can say Pitikra on two sides, as long as the two sides are like a corner and the other two sides are like a Karen Zavis. But if you are missing Mechitza on two sides are opposite each other, so then it blibes almost like a Mavim Mefulish, so to speak, and then Pitikra does not help for the two sides that are opposite each other.